We are beginning Birchas Gevurais tonight. I know where we're up to. It's page Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin, actually. And we start the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the bracha of Ata Gibor. Shalosh HaBrachos HaRishonos. The three brachas begin Shemoneh Esrei, Avos, Gevurais, and Kedusha, which are Magen Avraham, Avos, Ata Gibor, which is Gevurais, and Ata Kadosh, which is Kedusha. Hein Chativa Achas. The three go together as one set. L'chein, if Shachar Mispal Loi Me'mayrit HaGashem, if the Mispal forgot to mention Me'mayrit HaGashem in the winter, Oy Sheshachach Loi Me'abeses Yimei Tshuva HaMelech HaKadosh, Chayza L'Roi Shatfila V'Loi Rak Tchilas HaBracha Shatoba. If you make a mistake in saying Misei Talumot HaLevracha, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu, to the beginning of that bracha. However, if you made a mistake in any of the first three brachas, even the second and third, you go back to the beginning. If you remember before you stepped out of Shemoneh Esrei, in echayzekim l'roish habracha she'to'oba, dainu baruch alei. Hatam b'zeh. What's the reason that the first three brachas are considered one chativa, one piece? Hey, she'shosh brachos elu k'neged hagadol hagibah v'hanayra. This is also in the Gros Pirish. He says, he has the theme that all the praise copies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, Moshe Rabbeinu's praise of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Okel, HaGadol, which is Chesed, Gibor, which is Gevura, and Noira. HaGadol, Keneged Avram, Midas Chesed, K'moshe Nemar, Gadol HaChesed, Zeh Hashem Mevarech HaMagen Avram, that's the first bracha. HaGibor, Keneged Yitzchak, Midas HaGevura, Kenegdai Tiknu, Berchus Gevurais. Hanoira k'neged Yaakov, Shama Manoira Hamokem Hazeh. V'zeu Shomim Berchus Hakel HaKadosh, that is k'neged Yaakov, v'chol avos kulam chativa achasim. The three avos make up one set, u'bracha zu nikras Berchus Gevurais, k'nusach shekavon shekzeh ategibar, mikamecha ba'al Gevurais, k'nucha zagam shem Berchus Tchias HaMeis, yim shneim inyan echad, K'moshi Yavur. Now we're going to explain it. We say,
but doesn't Avram is known for Chesed, but isn't Yaakov known for Emes?
So Kedusha. Kedusha is Kedusha fits with the theme of Emes. I'll tell you. I want to point something out, which hopefully. In Al Anisim, which we've now been saying for, I think, 4 days, right? Most of us have been saying it for 4 days. We say the following. L'cha asisa shem gadol v'kadosh b'ilamecha. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created through the miracles of Chanukah a name which is gadol and kadosh. We mentioned both, right? Now, that's after you say, the miracles created a name that's Gadol and Kadosh. Then we say Kavush Moedis Chanukah Elu Lahaydis Olahalel. What happened to our Kadosh? We're saying the miracles of Chanukah created Lachas Yishem Gadol VaKadosh, and therefore we praise Hashem for Shimcha HaGadol. It's missing HaKadosh at the end. So the beer I've seen is that Gadol is Chesed, is Hashem's Chesed to us, and Kadosh is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes his enemies. It's B'Shimcha HaKadosh, or it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu said that Nadav and Avihu died, what's the Lashon it says? B'Kroi V'Ayah Kadosh. So Kadosh is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes his enemies to show the correctness of din.
Or Hashem, Gadol is more of a power.
No, Gadol is Chesed always. Gadol is always Adam Gadol, is a person who's kind, right. Who's a giver. So and Kadosh is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the cup of his enemies, B'Krovei HaKadosh. So we say on this day, V'chos Yisru Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Be'Elomecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Chesed Kla Yisrael, he punished the Yavanim. But the Hoydes Olahalel, we have a rule by Kla Yisrael that we don't make days of praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of our enemies' downfall. That's why on Purim, on the day that we killed our enemies, we fast, Tainis Esther. And on the day of celebration, we celebrate. Well, that's why the Meshech Chachma says that's why the seventh day of Pesach was already commanded in Mitzrayim. Why? Mitzrayim, in the year of Mitzrayim, there was no seventh day of Pesach. But it was already included the Tzavah that it would be. Because if the Tzavah of seventh day of Pesach came only after Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael would think, oh, the first and seventh days of Pesach are holidays, because the first day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the seventh day because our enemies died. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Yom Tovim, Klal Yisrael doesn't make Yom Tovim based on our enemies' downfall. We make Yom Tovim based on our kindness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us.
Okay? Why not?
Because
it's
Maaseh Yodei Tovim
V'Yam. It's the Rabbon or it's the Raisa?
It's the Raisa.
The Raisa.
Purim is the Rabbon. But both, the simcha is not in somebody else's downfall. Really, Kosh Baruch Hu says, Yitamu Chatoim V'Lei Chaitim. But anyway, that's the difference. So you asked the Kaddish is MS. The Kaddish is related to MS. Kosh Baruch Hu's Kel Nekames Hashem, I'm sorry. The Kel Nekames Hashem is a midah of Kedushas Hashem of Emes. Now, Paiskem Brachazu, Atagib Alaylam Hashem, Shem Adnus B'Ksiva Asai. It's written in the Siddur, Hashem Aleph Dalin Nun and Yud. Neshazel Hashem, Shekar Avraham Avin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the name by which Avraham addressed Hashem, Kamaimi Rabbi Yechonim, Shem Shem Berichai, B'yayim, Brachas Dav Zayin. Only 1 week into Daf Yaimi, that's all. B'yayim Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'aylam, Lo'yhoya Adam Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adayin. From the day Hashem created the world, there wasn't one who recognized God as Adayin, at Shabar Avraham Avinu V'karay Adayin. Shenemar, B'yayimer Hashem B'ma Eda. Hamelech, a king who shalit al amai, beinay shum shaychus ishus umkolechem in the emidin asai. A king is a ruler. He's someone who rules over his subjects, but doesn't have a personal relationship with them. Vayachid einay kiim echamiriva vaysavadav. When you have a king, any individual citizen is just one of many tens of thousands. That's the name Melech. Aval Ha'odin, the master, who Baal Avodim Hamisham Shim Oisai. He has a relationship. He's the master of those who serve him. Ashiyesh Chalechad Tafkin Mesuyam. Everyone has a job that the master recognizes. Chalesh Oisai Evid Eze Shirus. And whatever the Evid does, whether he washes his master's undergarments, or whether he sets his table for a meal, whatever he's doing, yesh lo shaychus pratis im adonai. He has a personal connection with his master. And the adon sees he did a good job of setting the table. He did a good job of laundering. B'tayir adon meira al kivra pratis v'yachas ishus la'avodav. The title adon tells about a personal connection between the servant and his master. More than that of a king to his people. God is my personal master. Everybody can have a personal connection. And therefore, it's interesting, Avraham is the one who recognized, and that's why once we pass Magen Avraham, we refer to Hashem B'Shem Adnos. I don't think Adnos would belong in Atah Gibar, in Magen Avraham, but this is how he explains it. So that is Adnos. Now, there's one more thing about the Shem Aleph Dalet. Hine Shem Aleph Dalet, Nun Vav Saf, Adnus Meira Al Midas Adin. It also is a, somebody that teaches Midas Adin. Kedugma Shlitas Odein Al Avodav. So a master on his servants is, on the one hand, has a personal connection. On the other hand, is strict with him. Chayrayim Beguf Hashem. How do you see that? Dalid Nun, Oisiyos Din. Adoi, with a Nun Yod, are the same letters as Din. V'shem Avaya, and the name Yud Kevav, Kevayra Rachmim, Shriz Baruch Mitzayne, Lahetim Lebayrav, Mahus Kol Havaya, Mahava Kol Havaya, Hashem makes things happy, Shal Kol Beria, Ukli Lekabo Shefa Lekai, Shal Hamahava Isa, Lechein Hashem Hazer, Humidas Tuvay, Shal HaKadosh Baruch. I think the idea here is that there are different names of Hashem, because a person really should try to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal shayichus with him. Sometimes a person feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strict with him, so it's a shame ma'andus, and sometimes a person feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding him benevolently, so then you have the shame avaya. But the idea that a person should try to have a shayichus, I find in Shemini Esrei, when I have a personal bakasha to stick into different brachas, you always could have one. That the Shemini Esrei is a different Shemini Esrei. It's a more matzliach Shemini Esrei. You're able to focus on every bracha. If you take the moment to think, when you say the bracha of Atachayim Lodam Das, and you daven for yourself, or maybe someone you know, a child growing up, who's having a hard time, they should be able to have the intellect and the brains to be able to do well in yeshiva. So if you think about that, what?
In the regular brachas.
That what?
Well, some people say you're not supposed to have them in the brachas.
No, you're allowed to, you're not supposed to be marich, it does say.
Oh,
arichas, but you're allowed to make a bakash in every bracha. If you add it, hashiveinu, you think of someone who's off the derech that needs help, and slach lanu, if you could think of anybody that did an aveira, needs slicha. Or Reina Vanyenu, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael today, that need Gula, Rafeinu and Baruch Aleinu, people usually have Kavana. So the point is that if you make it a more personalized davening, so then there's more of a focus, a person can think more, during his davening. So that idea of having a personal shaykhis, that's why God's name comes in many different colors. Different many ways to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Baal HaDin or the Baal HaChesed, whatever it happens to be that a person is focused on. Now occasionally we have the name Adnus, the name Adnus spelled out with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because there are times that even the Shem Adnus we pronounce every Yud Kei Vav Kei with the name Aleph Dalet. In the Beis HaMikdash, they pronounce it the way it's read. But sometimes Elikim is written out Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? It says Hashem Hashem, but if you look at the Kudis, it's pronounced Hashem Elikim, because there are times that we want to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Midas HaRachamim, even with the Shem Elikim. And that's why occasionally it appears that way, because of that difference between the names of Hashem. The Brisker Rav has a famous clair in the Gris Al Torah. Rav Moshe has a similar clair in the Igros Moshe. When you read in the Torah, Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, so you say the name Adnus, right? That's what you verbalize. Is the pshat that in the Torah it says the Shem Havaya, the Kei Vav Kei, but you don't read that. You read the Shem, a different thing than it says. For example, there are a few such places where it says words in the Kri and the Ksiv are different. Right? There are a few places in the Torah where the Kri and the Ksiv are different. So is it a Kri and the Ksiv? Well, no. It's the Vart that you read Yod, Hey, and Vav, and Hey, you read, the word is read, Adnus. Nafkamina? Remember Nafkamina? Nafkamina? What happens, Viskarov says, if in the Sefer Torah, they used to have problems with wax dripping on letters. So on a weekday, you could scrape it off. But on the Shabbos, you're reading from the Torah, and wax, they used to have this, see that? They used to have wax, they used to have candles years ago. So that's how you had lights, and they dripped on the Sefer. So are you, do you have to put away the sefer and take out another one? If it dripped on Bereishis, you have to put it away, because you can't read Bereishis. If it dripped on a Yud Kei Vav Kei, does it matter? It's covered. If you hold, he's supposed to read Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Shem Adnus. That means you have to read it with the Shem Adnus. But if you say, when we look at Yud Kei Vav Kei, we ignore it. And we, it's like a Kriya Niksiv, we say what it doesn't say, and we say Adai. So you can say it even if it's covered. What's the difference? Is it covered or not covered? You're not reading it anyway.
But you're supposed to read, you can't read by heart. You can't read a Sefer Torah by heart. And what we're saying now is it's covered.
Yeah, what we're really saying now is that certain words can be read by heart because they're not written in the Torah. The Kriya Niksiv. There are a few such words. Yishkaven and Yishkaleno. There are not many, but there are a few words that are that way, that are written one way and read the other way. And so that's the clear.
In
Rus, there are a number of words that are totally missing that you actually read about Pat. A couple of words that are totally missing. If you want to know why, you have to come after midnight on the Rus night. I remember myself. But Rus has an unusual number of Kriya Ksiv in general and missing words in particular. But anyway, but that's the idea. The idea is that the different Shemus of Hashem refer to different relationships with the Bairi Olam, and the Shem Adnos and the Shem Havayah, even though we seem to treat it the same, because we just dive in quickly, but in fact, there's a significant difference between the meaning of the different words. So that's what he's saying here, that when the siddur begins, the second bracha, atagi b'la'olam, and aleph dalet nun yud, there's a significance to it. It means a personal shaychus to Hashem, like a servant, who has two things. One, he has a personal connection, and two, it's a stricter relationship. Because you're right there. If you do something wrong, then the melech notices. That's the idea. Elokim is midas hadin, and adnus is like a master. It's sort of a blend. Yud kei vav kei is midas harachmin, and elokeinu elokim is midas hadin. Powerful. And what he says, adnus has two things to it. It has the letters of din. But it has a din for a different reason, because it's like a servant with his master who's right there. So for the better and the worse, it's for the better that he has a relationship. And for the worse, that if he messes up, you know, he's going to be like the, you know, like end up like the Sarif, and, you know, just immediately thrown into jail. So this is the idea. Let's see, we have a couple of minutes. We're on the bottom. The bottom of page Shin Dalid. I'm sorry. Vihine Avraham Avinu. I'm in the middle of a paragraph. Vihine, yeah, about seven lines up. Vihine Avraham at the end of the page Shin Dalid. Avraham Avinu Shavish Midas Hachesed Chidesh Shevadnis. Avraham was the Shavish of Chesed. Was mechadish the name Adnos? Haynu she'avsha Kadosh Baruch Hu barani, v'hu ha'mekayim ha'isin. Even though God has a personal connection to me, gives me life. Chol mitziyosi kli lekabel midas tuva yimidas harach mishlo yizbarat. And certainly, I want to be mekabel chesed from God. V'kol makam adila asmi hinni sama li bishu yizbarach ha'adin shli v'olay l'mal yisivuyav. At the same time, I realize my responsibilities. V'hinni mekabel alai l'tzayis l'tzaynai. Lishmar chukav mishpatav bekapdonus ubediok blisatya koshu. Because you shouldn't have the attitude that you want to do God's will because lightning is going to strike and hurt you, because you have a desire to be precise in serving Him. Azal mru chazal, and on this Chazal said, "Bemokim sheyesh din lamat bayalma ein din lamayla." If down here we do din, then God doesn't have to do din. Bemokim sheein din yesh din. Place where down here people don't are not careful and strict. From Shemayim they have to be strict. Shemayim snagel atzmi im atzmi bidas hadin ba'elam hazeh. Ein hakadosh baruch hu ba'alai bidas hadin ba'alma da'asi. If we'll be tough and strict here, God won't have to be tough and strict with us. Nimsa shekabala shem adnus Husiba lan hoga sarachmim. So that the Shemardus is a reason that, to be mekabel rachmim from a Kaddish Baruch.